Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm excited. It's homecoming week on campus. Woo-hoo. And fellow alum Nagase Leake has just come back home to celebrate her third movie, Everything But a Man. Nagase, welcome.
Thank you. You said my name perfectly, too. I'm so excited to be back for homecoming. I can't even tell you.
I'm excited that you're back, but I'm more excited because it really seems like we're in this golden age of African-American Black women from the African diaspora telling their stories. I mean, we've got one name wonders out there. You know, it's Ava, Issa, Shonda, and Nagase. So how do you feel to be in this kind of moment where all of these wonderful women who look like you are telling our stories?
I think it's amazing. I mean, it's indescribable. But there's two sides to every coin. And that the one side is there's a lot of single names, like you said. But my goal and my hope and my dream is that for that to trickle down to the masses. Because sometimes, like the situation with Obama, we have the Black president, but then the Black people weren't necessarily feeling that economic empowerment. So it has to kind of take time to trickle down. But I think it starts with seeing these people. And all due respect, and Oprah and Tyler, and yeah, like you said, everybody has one name. So it starts with that. But everybody listening, I wanted to trickle down to them too.
I agree, Nagase, and I hope you are that positive person that little girls, you know, their aunt might be listening and might share this with them, and they'll see your picture and know that if you could do it, they could do it.
Absolutely. I grew up in Oakland. I grew up in the projects as well. I didn't have any connections in Hollywood. What I had was determination, drive, and a little bit of craziness to think that you could overcome, you know, climb Mount Everest. But anybody listening, whether you're in film or not in film, and I don't care if you're 60 years old listening or 75 years old listening, anything you dream about, step out to do it. You don't know how you're going to get there. The plan, you never know the where you're going to end up, but just take the first few steps and God will take you the rest of the way. That's what I live by.
So let's go back to the beginning. Tell us about those first few steps for that first movie.
You know, I spoke to a class here, some students here, and I said, the first few steps is actually what I call in the laboratory. You got to be in the lab, which means you're not trying to get a job. You're not looking for an opportunity. You're building what your brand is or what you're good at. So for me, I worked on my craft. I wanted to be a screenwriter before becoming a director. I read all the books I could get on screenwriting. Then I started writing. I started writing crap stories, bad stories, but just writing to write. And finally, I felt I had something that was worthy of showing because I had put in so many hours in the dark room, so to speak. And then a big time producer saw my work and sort of like the rest is history. It saw it and liked it. But I just wanted to stress that it wasn't just go there, you have a dream, and somebody helps you out. Do the homework first in the lab.
I like that, kind of in the lab or in the cocoon before you make that breakout. And that's the part that people don't see. And that's the part that people kind of don't know about. It seems like you're an overnight sensation.
Exactly. And there are none. It's what overnight means is, you know, the sun came up. But when the sun comes up every morning, the sun never actually left. The sun was being covered, you know, and the earth, you know, but it was there. But then the sun comes up. So people are like, oh, the sun just came up. It must have just, you know, came out. No, that person was in the lab. And anybody that has a business dream, to open a business. Like I said, even if you're 65 and you've always been thinking, I want to, you know, I just retired and I've always dreamed of having a cookie business or whatever. Study all the cookie businesses that have failed or succeeded and what it was and what the marketplace looks like now, and then bring them good old cookies home.
And Nagase, you also said in the lab that you did reading and you just said studying. How do we impart to young people, to older people, who people are trying to make that change, that that work in the lab, that work in the dark, is just as important, if not more important, than what you finally get to put out there. Because people want a shortcut, and there really isn't.
There are no shortcuts. I mean, I'm glad you're stressing that, because I know you have a lot of listeners, and they're not 12 years old. And I want to inspire not just young people, because a lot of times we're like, just young people. But it's like, no. You 75 years young, you still young. If you still pushing it, you still have a dream, something that you've never done. But still, read. And read means whatever you're into. Like I said, if it's the cookie business, or you want to be a talent agent and you think you're really good at repping people, like, find out by reading and researching, whether it's books, whether it's online, just study it really, really well. And then, you know what, when you come out for a quote opportunity, the people you go to for that opportunity are actually getting the opportunity.
So let's fast forward to the new movie, Everything But a Man. I mean, that seems like a lot of people's life story. So tell us, what was the genesis of it and how did it come about?
Everything But a Man was inspired, like all of my movies, starting right here at home with me and then branching out. And I'll be going through a certain situation and I'll look around and say, is this a situation that's common for a lot of people? So I have worked so hard since I graduated from Clark Atlanta University towards my career dream, that along the way, I've just to make it in Hollywood or anything you're striving for, to make it, you need to have balls, what they call balls, which means you just need to be hardcore. You need to be tough. You need to be gritty. And sometimes when you're so over-focused and overdrive in that department, when it comes to love, it's hard to turn that off. So a lot of women find that they don't have a man or a love life because they've had to work so hard. The simple way of saying that is, we're alpha all day long in our careers, and then when it's time to be beta, sometimes it's hard to switch that off, but then our relationship suffers. So that's kind of what the movie is about, a woman who has achieved everything, but she still doesn't have love.
And does she find a solution, or are you going to tell us we have to go see the movie?
I will tell you she does find a solution. All I'm going to say is you have to see the movie to know what the solution is. But moviegoers and audiences who have seen sneak previews, they love the solution. They love it because it's a fix-all for everybody who's watching the movie.
I say, now you got to tell us how we can go watch the movie in case you can't set us up like that.
So the movie will be out in early 2018, but they can reach me on Twitter in the meantime for updates. And I'll spell my name on Twitter at Twitter, NNEGEST, NNEGEST at Twitter. And I'm responsive to everybody, and I post follow-ups. And then we're going to start heavily promoting the movie closer to the release date.
And what's next? I know you've just birthed this baby. But what's next on the horizon? What are you looking forward to?
I have a project. I have two projects, actually. One I'm working on with a major studio and a major Hollywood star. I'm not able to say who it is yet, but it is an explosive biopic of a Black person in history who was one of the first of something. That's one project I'm working on. And another is, I do a lot of work in Africa, and I'm working with who they call the Oprah of Nigeria over there. She basically is a media mogul in Nigeria. So I'm working on a project there as well. So that's what's next. And both of those I'm going to be bringing to Clark.
That is such a wonderful future. And you mentioned Nigeria, and a lot of people call Nigeria Nollywood. And now we've got Atlanta as Hollywood South. And there's so much independent filmmaking going on that's very good. What are your thoughts on that? And how can folks step into that kind of arena?
I have a two thoughts on indie filmmaking. Don't go into it unless you really love it. Love it. And what I'm saying is it's kind of painful. And that's speaking from the hard work side and the economic side, because it's kind of like, for the women listeners out there, it's kind of like getting pregnant, going through the whole 9 months term, and the baby may be stillborn. I mean, it's a good chance it'll be stillborn. And are you still willing to go through that pregnancy? That's with the independent route, because distribution is everything. And if you don't get distribution, it's kind of like having a stillborn baby. You know, you spent your life savings to do a movie and it might end up in the closet. So to that end, I would say make sure, if anybody out there is interested in filmmaking, a few tips. Make sure that what you're doing is universal. Make sure it's commercial. And those two things give it the best shot of getting distribution. Or try to get a deal set up first from the script stage. So try to show somebody from the script stage, somebody meaning a studio or a big actor, to say, hey, if I did this, would you distribute it? So at least you have a shot, instead of just thinking, oh, my uncle's a cool person and a quirky character, I'm going to go spend $100,000 to do a movie about him, and then it ends up in the closet.
And now, I know a lot of people may have cringed when you said commercial, because a lot of times artists are doing their art for art's sake. And commercial is like a dirty word. So give us an idea of what you mean when you say commercial.
I have some tough advice. So if you don't like tough advice, turn off the radio. The tough advice is, if you're in art for art's sake, I would say find a career in the stock market or banking or something like that, and then do art as a hobby, not for money making. If you're in film for money making, that equals and is synonymous with commercial, period. So there's nothing wrong with wanting to do art, but you got to have another form of income. So you can't have it both ways. You gotta be commercial if you want the money, or artistic if you already are independently wealthy from some other money source.
So if that quirky uncle with the interesting life could possibly have some hook.
Yes. Yes. And that's what I do. Thank you for leading me into that. So that's what I try to do. I'm first and foremost an activist, even more so than, I don't even think I'm an artist. I'm an activist, and I want to promote Black people, Black love, respect for Black men, love for Black women, and just build up our family base and our educational base and our educational institutions. And that's my goal. But that's boring in a film. So I got to kind of hide that. I got to hide the medicine behind comedy and big name stars. So that's kind of a tip to anybody out there who kind of want to mix art. Your uncle's quirky, just like you said, but, you know, make sure Kevin Hart is the one playing the role of your quirky uncle.
And then another thing that you said is universal. And I have always been amazed at the stories when I hear someone that I would never expect to like a story, you know, because it's about a Black woman, or it's about a situation that when I look at them, I don't see them identifying with it. But people can look at art, even activist art, and find that thing that is universal in the human experience. Mm-hmm. How do you know when something is universal and when it's just something that maybe is unique to you?
I think that takes some kind of perspective, kind of looking, stepping back on something. For instance, with Everything But a Man, as I was saying a little earlier. So I looked at my life and I said, wow, I mean, you know, the only facet of my life I feel like is that I would really like to enhance more is a love life, because I haven't been married. I'm in my 40s. I don't have children. I've dedicated so much of my time to my career that side has kind of been neglected. So the first step will be that, oh, I want to do a movie about that, or maybe I would. And then I look around to say, is this the kind of thing that's happening to a lot of people or just me? And that kind of gives me the answer. So when you look online, Essence Magazine, all kind of articles, everything is about single Black women. And so it's like, this is kind of universal. And then to take it one step further, beyond just Black women, even white women can relate to, if they work too much or too hard, sometimes they sacrifice their love life. So I'm like, this is a theme in women. So theme, if the theme is universal to mass of people, then it's universal.
And I think there can be a love life for alpha women. You just have to find someone who's not afraid. Is that the deal?
Well, that's true. That's definitely true. But I think the other part of that, which the movie addresses, is we're taught to be strong, and I'm doing quotation marks, strong Black women. And we definitely should. My challenge is to the definition of what strong is. A lot of times we interpret or play out strong as tough. And tough and strong is not the same thing. Tough usually is you're hiding behind an actual fear or anger, so you act tough. But strong is not even something you have to express in an anger, or it's not an emotion. It's a state of being. So Black women are inherently strong since slavery. We've been doing it. But today, because of a lot of situations that are outside of our control, external situations, that turns to a toughness. And don't no man want no tough woman.
You don't even want a tough piece of meat.
Tender. So my thing is strong and tender, ladies. Strong be and tender. Strong and tender.
I love it. And I love what you describe strong, because inner strength doesn't have to show as loud or flashy.
Yeah. I mean, look at our former first lady, Michelle Obama. You hardly heard her voice. But her presence was felt, and people were like, okay, she's the president. But, you know, she had this calm resolve about her that was just, you just knew she was almost unshakable.
Nagase, this has been wonderful. I mean, we could talk more, but we are a little bit out of time today. This is Nagase Leake, and her third movie, Everything But a Man, will be coming out in early 2018. And this is a wonderful Clark Atlanta alum back for homecoming week. And we're so happy you sat down with the Local Tape.
Thank you. And thanks to all the listeners out there. Keep listening. This is the best show on WCLK.
You're so cool. Okay. You said Twitter at NNEGEST. Is that the best way to get you, or any other way for them to find out about what you're doing?
That is the best way to get me right now.
Thanks, Nagase.
Thank you.